church, say amen. Amen. I tell you what, let's go back and sing another verse of that. I like that. Let's all stand on that. What a lovely name. Let's sing it from the bottom of your heart. Sing it right here.
Above all others.
Amen. Good to see you. Amen. Back in the house of the Lord. Amen. Those that's been out sick, we're just tickled to death to have you back with us. And just keep praying for those that are still out sick. Let's be much in prayer for them. Remember, Brother Ricky Hulsey, the other Ricky, he had to go to the ER last night with bronchitis. So remember him in our prayers. Remember, these were the death angels visited. Let's remember all these. Please get a bulletin this week. It's got so much information in them you need to know about. And so remember this. Still remember Brother Dennis and them and their family as they lost a loved one this week. Be much in prayer for them. Then also remember the family of Robert Davis. He's from over there, live over in Cedartown. And they went to our church when I pastored over at Westside. And I've got his funeral today at 2 o'clock over there. So y'all remember that family in our prayers. And, you know, it's hard to say goodbye to loved ones on this side, but ain't it good to know if they've been born again? Amen. We'll meet them again. Amen. Thank God to never say goodbye again. Amen. But we appreciate you. Appreciate everything you've done this week. We thank God for you. Amen. Let's just go to meet. Continue to remember all these that are in the hospital. Still remember my mother and Ricky's mother. That she'll continue to get better and maybe get some things adjusted and get turned around here. So remember that. Remember Brother Mike, he's got some tests next week, and so remember him. We're praying everything's going to be fine with that. Amen. I wonder if there's any just by the uplift of the hand. Amen. The Lord knows all about it today. Ain't God good to give us so many blessings? Amen. Let's all stand. We're going to ask our ushers to come around and receive our morning tithes and offerings. So don't forget this now. Next Sunday, time changes, so don't forget that. You'll be springing forward. And, boy, nobody likes to do that. I don't. And so we'll be springing forward next Sunday. And then we've got Palm Sunday coming up. Then Easter's coming up. So a big month of March and early April. And so let's just get our minds on spring is coming. And things fixing to get the blooming. And spiritually and naturally. Amen. So we thank God for you today. Amen. Let's just go to meeting. Let the Lord have his way. Amen. Good to have Derek Spatton and them back this morning. Well, that's Derek, if you'll lead us.
Yeah. love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span.
Songs mean a lot. You know, I've said time and time again, I hope the boys got a couple pictures together that go right along with this song that we're going to be trying to sing. You know, I really wish that I had the faith in God that some of these old people like Abraham did when he was going to offer up the sacrifice of Isaac. You know, that takes a lot. But my God gave up his son, you know, that we'd have a life. This picture tells you a lot more than words. Well, don't you listen to words. I know that there's a God. Won't you listen?
Oh, but in to slay his son. was great, but she knew she had to reach him, for this was her last hope of ever.
Thank you.
your Bible to the book of Mark. Mark chapter number 4, verse number 35. Mark chapter number 4, verse number 35. Amen. We leave already. Said it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. What great singing. Amen. That we've heard this morning. Amen. I paid money to get into places to hear singing that was nowhere near as good as you heard today. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. But it is good to be here. Appreciate you. We're going to be putting a new carpet in next week. And so we're getting closer and closer to being finished up as far as this project is. And we'll be looking forward to Victory Sunday. You remember that now. I'm going to get my brother Mark Lumpkin on that. And they're going to donate their day. Hey, man, praise the Lord. And he leave on that. Amen. But I appreciate them. We're going to get with them. We'll line it up where they can be with us on that morning. We're just going to celebrate what God has done. Ain't it amazing how he's blessed our church? Amen. Give him a hand. Amen. Thank God. Just look around at what God's doing, and he's not through yet. He's still working. Amen. But we're going to celebrate that day with a big day. Amen. Amen. We'll be debt-free, too. We don't owe nobody nothing. Amen. Ain't that good? Amen. Amen. The Bible said in Mark chapter number 4, verse number 35 through verse number 41. Mark chapter number 4, verse number 35, reading through verse number 41. The Bible said, and the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. Look at verse number 36. And when the multitude had sent them away, and when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. Verse number 37. The Bible said, there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awakened him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Verse number 39. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Look at verse number 40. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, that you'll move Jeff. Hey, Lord, out of the way for a little while that I be able to get over on the holy ground. Hey, Lord, I pray, God, that you'll bless. Hey, Lord, the reading of your word. Hey, Lord, we pray, God, that you'll bring back to remembrance. Hey, Lord, that which we've studied and meditated upon. Hey, Lord, I pray, God, that you'll bless today. Hey, bless those that are heavy-hearted. Hey, Lord, those that are sick and afflicted this morning. And God, allow your spirit to bless them today. And Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. And we humbly pray, amen and amen. Have very familiar scripture today. Our neighbor, the Lord is laid upon our heart. Our neighbor, if I had a message, but I want to preach on for just a little while. Our neighbor, on this right here, have the storms of life. Amen. Have the storms of life. We all go through storms. Amen. Whether they be physical, whether they be mental, or whether they be spiritual. Listen, it's through these storms. Listen, that we learn to trust in Jesus. Amen. It's in these storms that we learn to call upon his name today. It's in these storms that we've learned in the trials of life, and that we've learned how to just lean on him. And listen, that's why the Bible said how to cast our cares upon him, for he careth for you today. Listen, I'm glad of that. Here the disciples, listen, have been listening to Jesus preaching the parables unto the people, and the Bible said that Jesus was tired And the Bible said that the disciples have sent the people away. Listen, and they entered in to the ship. Listen, and they set sea. Set sail on the Sea of Galilee. Listen, neighbor, today. Listen, and the Bible said, listen, all of a sudden, listen, the storm of their life began to brew. Listen, neighbor, and hear the master of the sea is in the under part of the ship. And the Bible said he was asleep on a pillow. He had done got it. Comfortable. He had done got it. Listen, at ease and everything. Listen, I thought about this today. Listen, as we face the storms of life, and no doubt when the disciples of the Lord, and they began to walk on the ship, listen, I believe that sea probably looked like glass. Have you ever been to Florida? Listen, or somewhere like that? And listen, sometimes the water's so clear that you can see all the way to the bottom. Listen, I've been out there before, and it seemed like the ocean was just as calm as a lake. Listen, neighbor, listen, no doubt when the disciples boarded a ship, that's probably the way it was. But the Bible said in the midst of the night, the wind began to blow, and the storms began to rage. Listen, that's exactly the way our life is. Listen, neighbor, everything, listen, can be sailing just along all right. Listen, all the bills paid, life is going great. And then all of a sudden, Brother Cecil, out of nowhere, your water can be troubled, your sea can be uproared. Listen, to the elements of this world that you once was sailing on, they'll begin to fill our boat up, and if we ain't careful, we'll begin to sink. Listen, that's exactly what was going on here. The Bible said the sound of the thunder began to roar, and the waves began to overtake the ship. And the Bible said they went running down out of where Jesus was and began to wake him up. And they asked him that question, Master, do you care it? Not that we perish. Listen, do you care? This thing's just about to go under. Listen, neighbor, today. Listen, but I'm glad to tell you, no matter what storm we may face, no matter what struggle we may have, as long the master of the ship is the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm glad today he can calm the troubled waters of our soul. Listen, even in the storms of life. Listen, but I thought about today. Three different scenes. Listen, that we've seen here. How did these disciples were going through? How did they were facing in the storms of their life? I see, my friend, that's the way our life is. Our life is really sometimes like a picture book, and sometimes like a movie, and sometimes like a scene. Listen, we can go from this to that in the matter of seconds. Listen, our life is but a scene. Listen, and that's what was going through. The disciples had just left the presence of the Lord. Listening to him preach about the parables of God. Listen, and now here they were, looking like they were surely going to perish. Have you ever been that way? Sometimes in our life, have we been in situations, and we've been in surroundings that it looked like surely we was going to perish, surely we was going under. Listen, but I'm glad, amen, we got to remember, when the waves are over our head, they're still under his feet. Listen, and we serve an almighty God. Listen, they can do an almighty work. Listen, in you and I today. Listen, amen, the Bible says, how greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. I'm telling you, he's the master of the sea, and he can calm the troubled waters of our soul today. He can calm the troubled waters of our soul. But I thought about these three scenes today with the Lord being our helper. I listen as they come in. I want you to get him. Here they are. Man, it's in the darkness of night. Listen, number one today, we see the first scene. We see the scene of darkness. We see the scene of darkness. It's in the middle of the night when the storms of life are raging. Listen, darkness simply means this right here. Darkness means there's a complete absence of light. Darkness means there's a complete absence of light. Amen. Listen, it'd be hard today to completely get this building pitch dark. You couldn't do it. Why? Because we've got windows. We've got doors. And they allow the light to come in. Listen, neighbor. But there's times in our life when we go through total darkness. Listen, when it seems like we're in the deepest valley. When it seems like we're in the deepest storms. It's in those dark times of our life when daddy can't help us. It's in those dark times when our jobs can't help us. It's in those dark times. Listen, neighbor, like the disciples were going through. Listen, they were in the storm of their life. They didn't have control of the seas and the winds. But they knew the master. I was in the back of the boat. Listen, and the Bible said, amen. When the winds rose, listen, the storms began to blow. Amen. But when he arose, the storm began to calm. Amen. Listen, they said, ain't it amazing? Amen. That even the winds and sea obey his command. Thank God. I'm telling you, when we're in that scene of darkness in our life, amen. I'm glad today. He said, I'm Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning and the end. I'm the great I am. Thank God. I'm for the light of Jesus. Amen. The scene of darkness. Darkness. The storm came in the darkness of night. The storm you're in may of your life is dark. When we're in that darkness, we're in that darkness of our life. It's through those dark times that we get discouraged. That's when discouragement sets in, when we see no way out. The darkness of our life. Have you ever been in one of those places in your life? Have you ever been in one of those storms when everything just seems so dark? Amen. You're naturally speaking. Sometimes you can look and the weather begins to change. The clouds begin to get dark. And you begin to hear the thunder roll. But there's times in our life. There's times in our life when the darkness of society, when the darkness of the world, listen, begins to settle in. And you just seem like there's no way out. It seems like, listen, neighbor, the only light at the end of the tunnel is a train. And you're headed right toward it. Sometimes you're in that dark moment. Amen. That's where the disciples were, in the midst of darkness, looking for help in any direction. Amen. Surely this boat was going under. Amen. There's been times, Brother Wayne, in our darkness of life, amen, that we thought our boat was going under. But what we got to realize, if we've been saved, if we've been born again, even in that darkness, amen, God has not left us nor forsaken us. He knows exactly where we're at, and he knows exactly what we need. I'm telling you today, when the storms of life are brewing, you can depend on a mighty God. Amen. You can depend on a mighty God. See, that darkness, when we enter into that darkness, it brings discouragement. And when we get discouraged, it brings defeat. When we get discouraged, it's so easy to just give up. When we get discouraged, it's so easy, as one writer said, just hang our harp upon the willow. Amen. It's easy, but we got to remember today that Jesus, the Master, is still on board of the ship. And the Bible said he careth for you. Ain't that good to know? Ain't that good to know? Listen, neighbor, that Jesus cares for you. He cares for you, not just one or another, but he cares. He said it's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ today. Amen. The storms of life, they're going to come. Everything in life is going to be going good. Everything in life is going to be going just like riding out on that glass bottom boat in the water and the waves. Everything just smooth sailing. But our life is not always going to be that way. Our life is not always going to be that way. Charles, there's times in our life it's going to be dark. There's going to be times in our life we're going to search for answers and can't find them. We're going to call on someone and they're not going to be there. And this is what the disciples were facing that day upon the ship. Oh, the darkness of night. The darkness of night. You may be here today and you're discouraged. You may be here today and you're defeated. You may be here today and you see the bow of your ship is about to go under. You may be here today and you're just about to raise the white flag of surrender. Listen, I'm telling you, hey, we can ask the Lord, Master, do you care that we perish? Do you care that we perish? Now listen, we've almost prayed that sometimes in our life. Lord, how do you even care anymore? Have you ever asked that? Lord, do you even see where I'm at? Lord, do you even see what I'm going through? Lord, do you even see? Sometimes it seems. Now listen, Brother Michael, I like he's so far distant. I like he's way over yonder into the heavens and he can't see us and he can't hear us. But I'm telling you today, it's in those dark times. It's in those trying times that we learn to trust in Jesus. It's in those dark times that we learn how to call on him. It's in those dark times that we learn how to lean on him. I'm telling you, when the storms of life is brewing, just remember the master of the sea is living in your heart. Amen. Master, do you careth that we perish? Amen. Do you care that we perish? Our boat's fixing to go under. The darkness of life, the darkness of this situation, the darkness of our surroundings. Do you care that we perish? Well, good news, because he careth for you. Do you realize today, if it had been nobody but you, he would have still went to the cross? Man, that's amazing, ain't it? That's amazing. There's been a lot of people in my life that's done a lot of amazing things for me, but nobody has ever done what Jesus did. Nobody has ever gave me what Jesus gave me. Nobody has ever redeemed me like Jesus did. Thank God they sing that song, The Old Rugged Cross. It is the difference. It don't just make the difference. It is the difference. I'm telling you, in the storms of your life that we're raging and brewing and we're facing, just remember, call on the Master. He's still on board. He's still on board. He still pilots my ship. He still pilots my ship. Somebody said, well, he's my co-pilot. You might ought to change seats. You might ought to change seats. He's the master of the sea. He calms the troubled waters. Amen. The disciples said, man, this is amazing. This is amazing that even the winds and seas obey his command. Boy, what authority. What authority Jesus Christ has with my life and your life and the surroundings that we're living in. He can calm the troubled waters of your soul when we call on him and depend on him and lean upon him today. I'm telling you, when the storms of life and the darkness and the scene of darkness rages in our life, just go to the light. Just go to the light. And Jesus said, I am the light of the world today. Just go to him. Just lean on him and trust in him. And then, number two, the storms of life, there's a scene of darkness. And then, number two, we see here there's a scene of danger. There's a scene of danger. We all face danger in this soul trouble life. Every day is a danger. Amen. Every day is a danger. We leave to go to work every morning not knowing if we're going to make it back home. We're facing things in society that I've never faced. We're seeing things that I've never saw before. We're all facing dangerous times. And the Bible said perilous times and troubled times. But it's in those times, in the seasons of danger in our life, that we have to learn to draw closer and draw closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. Scenes of danger, sometimes the enemy rages. The Bible says he's been going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. The enemy rages. There's a scene of danger. Job lost everything he had. Job lost everything he had. Lot lost his wife. Lot lost his wife. David lost a son. Scenes of danger. Things of life that we all face. And things sometimes that we have no control of. Sometimes we can't control it. The disciples had done lost control of the ship. They'd done lost control of the ship. The ship was being tossed to and fro and being controlled by the weather and being controlled by the elements. See, sometimes we get our life in such a situation that, Brother Johnny, we've done lost control. We have no control of it. That is the reason we're being tossed with every wind and doctrine. They're grabbing a hold of this and they're grabbing a hold of that. Why? Because they feel like they're going under. They feel like this ship is going under. The disciples, listen, neighbor, today, as long as they were sailing on the top of the water and the elements of the water, and listen, everything was all right. But just as soon as the elements of the water began to get in their ship, they were in trouble. And listen, neighbor, today, and just as soon as we try to take the reins of our life and we try to guide them and we try to steer them, and we're headed for trouble, we got to allow Jesus to be the pilot of our ship. We got to allow him to be the master of the sea. Listen, I'm telling you, even in scenes of darkness, and even in scenes of danger, our neighbor, when we face and we don't know where to go and we don't know where to turn, the disciples went to the only one that could help them. They went down into the bottom of that boat and listen, neighbor, where Jesus was asleep on that pillow, and they asked him that question. I said, Master, do you care? Do you care? Do you care that we perish? See, listen, because we've been sealed by the blood of Jesus, he'll always care. He'll always care. There's going to be times, Kevin, that we get discouraged. There's going to be times that we feel defeated. There's going to be times when you don't know what to do about what to do. Amen. You've done tried everything in the world, and now you're being tossed to and fro. You don't know which way to turn. You don't know which way to hide. But if we'll just go to the hinder part of the ship, if we'll just search our heart, if we'll just call upon the name of Jesus Christ, if we'll just find him. Brother Johnny, even in times of darkness, even in times of danger, I listen, when we don't know what to go do and we don't know where to turn, if we'll just remember, he cares. He cares. You ever made this statement? They don't nobody care about me. Nobody cares about me. We've all made that statement. We have. You got those that admit it and those that don't admit it. Amen. But we've all had those pity parties. Amen. Nobody cares about me. Amen. The grandkids, sometimes, you know, you get on to them, and you don't love me. Your kids ever tell you that? Amen. Sometimes we feel unloved. Sometimes we feel uncared for. Sometimes, Kathy, we feel absolutely all alone. You know, it's amazing how people could be, Dana, in this room of people. The church is about full. We got both sides. It's got folks in. And this group of people, how you could be sitting here this morning and feel alone. And feel alone. We've all had them places in our life. But I'm glad he said, I'm the master of the sea. The disciples said, Brother Jim, they went down to ask him a question. They said, Master, do you care? Do you care that we perish? Now, all of you in here say you love me. And those that don't say it, don't tell me. You just leave out the side door, I know. But, Brother Tim, if I was out there and I had a flat tire, and I got a bad back now, and I'm not able to do what all I used to do. So that's why I need your help sometime. But if I'm out there and I've got a flat tire, and it's pouring down rain, and I'm trying to get that tire off, you roll the window down and say, love you, brother. Alan goes by and says, preacher, you're the best we've ever had. Love you. And it were two dead flies. Is it? Pull over and change that tire for me while I sit in the car. But they found themselves in this situation. Master, do you care? Do you even care? This boat's going under. Listen, we're going down. You're going with us. Do you care? Times of danger, boy, we go into that self mode that nobody cares, nobody loves me, I don't know what to do, I don't know where to turn, I don't know where to go to. The disciples went to the one man that could change the whole situation. They went to the one man that could change their whole circumstance. They went to the one man. I'm telling you today, if you'll go to the man, and the man is Jesus Christ, no matter where we're at in our life, no matter what the world may say, no matter how dark it may be, no matter the danger we may be in, if we'll just find Jesus, he'll make everything all right. He'll make everything all right. They asked the question, Master, do you care that we perish? We see here a scene of darkness, and we see a scene of danger. And then number three, we see a scene of doubt. We've seen a scene of doubt. He said, here they were. And they asked that question. You know, we're about to go under. We're about to go under. And he asked them this question. He asked them this question. Let's just read that again. Will you put that back up for me? Mark chapter 4, verse number 35. Let's read that again. 35 through 41. We see a scene of darkness. We see the scene of danger. Then we see the scene of doubt. We see the scene of doubt. He said, in the same day when the evening was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over into the other side. Verse number 36. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was into the ship. And there were other also ships, little ships. And there rose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awakened him and said to him, Master, carest not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Listen to what the Lord says to him. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? You know what happened? They began to doubt it, didn't they? They began to doubt it. We see the scene of doubt. See, sometimes storms causes us to doubt. Sometimes storms we go through, it causes us to doubt. it causes us to doubt in our faith. What did Mary and Martha cry out, Lord, if you had been here, our brother Lazarus wouldn't have died. He wouldn't have died. That cry of doubt. See, the storms can cause that in our life. They can make the most faithful Christians, those that are standing on the rock of ages. When storms comes, it causes us to doubt. Unanswered prayers cause us to doubt. Doubt in our faith. Then I'll tell you something else. Not only will it cause you to doubt in your faith, but it'll cause you to doubt in yourself. It'll cause you to doubt in yourself. That's what those storms will do. You'll begin to lose confidence, not only in the Lord, but you'll lose confidence in yourself. The devil will have you so wrapped up in your mind that you can't live it, that you can't do it. This storm is surely going to take you under. But we got to remember, Sister Olivia, the master of the sea can calm those troubled storms. Life storms are brewing, Brother Mike, but I'm glad we know who wins, don't you? Put your trust and your cares in Him, for He careth for you. If you're here this morning and you're going through a storm in life, you may be here today and you're lost and you've never been saved, and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you've lost grip, you've lost the reins. You've lost the reins, and it's just going anywhere. Just going anywhere, like riding a horse, and you just drop the reins and say, giddy up, and that horse just runs every which way. Sometimes we feel like that's the way our life is. Seems like we've done lost the grip. We've done lost the reins. And see, that's what them storms of life causes. It causes us sometimes to just lose the reins. So if you're here and you've never been saved, let me introduce you to the master of the sea. Amen. If you're here today and you're in one of them scenes, you're in a scene of darkness, or you're in a scene of doubt, or you're in a scene of danger, trust Jesus Christ, and He'll show you the way. We're going to ask Brother Robbie to come with a verse of a song today. We don't know your heart. We don't know your mind. The storms of life. The storms of life. They're going to brew. They're going to raise. But ain't you glad? The master of the sea. He's on board. He's on board. And He pilots my ship. So we stand together today. Why don't you allow Him to be the captain? Why don't you allow Him to be the captain? Why don't you turn the stern of that ship over to Him? Allow Him to direct thy path. Would you do that today while we sing, Brother Robbie? 385.